Center for Instruction and Research Technology. Center for Instruction and Research Technology.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the August 2024 issue of the newsletter.
This is Rosie Parlette, Director of CERT. As we embark on another exciting academic year, I'm thrilled to share some significant updates that reflect our commitment to continuous improvement and innovation at CERT. This edition of CERT News focuses on embracing new tools and strategies to enhance our teaching and learning experiences. One of our most notable changes is the introduction of new quizzes in Canvas. This powerful new assessment tool offers a range of advanced features designed to support diverse learning styles and improve the overall functionality and accessibility of assessments. We believe these enhancements will significantly benefit faculty and students, making the assessment process more efficient and inclusive. Reflecting on our practices and exploring ways to work smarter is essential for growth and success. By continuously assessing our practices and tools, we can identify opportunities to enhance our efficiency and effectiveness. This mindset of reflection and improvement has guided us in making these significant updates, ensuring we provide the best possible support to faculty. In this edition of CERT News, we are excited to unveil several vital updates to enhance your teaching experience. A revamped training program offering diverse, hands-on learning experiences. An introduction of the Design Plus sidebar with user-friendly interfaces and features to boost student engagement. And a new streamlined video project request form that is designed to reduce booking conflicts and facilitate more thoughtful project planning and execution. At CERT, we aim to empower UNF faculty with the tools and support needed to excel in their fields and foster meaningful learning experiences. We are confident that these updates will contribute significantly to achieving this mission. Thank you for your continued dedication and collaboration. We look forward to supporting you with these new tools and seeing the incredible work you will accomplish. Cheers to a fabulous fall semester.
Hi everyone, my name is Yasmeen Merriweather and I am the Coordinator of Training here at CERT. Today I'll be discussing the new era of training and highlighting our new training categories and experiences. We're thrilled to announce the rollout of our brand new calendar, Designed With You In Mind. After months of development and reviewing survey feedback from our participants, we're ready to unveil a more intuitive and intentional training experience. Our previous approach focused on providing participants with best practices, information, and demonstrations based on topics. With this revision, we aim to offer diverse training categories that are driven by hands-on experiences. We are excited to execute engaging training sessions and maximize the return on investment in professional development. The intentionality behind creating the training categories is rooted in deep commitment to fostering comprehensive professional development. Each category has been thoughtfully designed to address specific topics, ensuring that participants gain practical skills, advanced knowledge, and innovative insights. Offering a diverse range of categories allows for training sessions to be crafted to the targeted participants. Below you will find the new training categories and experiences that will be implemented starting fall 2024. The first training category is CERT-led. Within this CERT-led category, there are subcategories as follows: Innovator Academy, Lunch and Learn, Roundtables, and Tech Bites. Our second category is the Master Series. In the Master Series, there are subcategories as follows: Advanced Canvas Series, Canvas Basics, and what you're typically used to every year in March, which is Open Educational Resource Week, led by the Instructional Design Team. The third category is Open Forums. Within Open Forums, the following subcategories are Peer Learning and Learning from Experts. Our last category is Vendor-led. Vendor-led category trainings offers comprehensive guidance and support for educators looking to optimize their use of tech tools in the classroom. While we have worked diligently on new training categories and worked even harder on creating principles for how training is delivered, the key to engaging participants lies in creating interactive, memorable content that caters to different learning experiences. By incorporating the new training principles, we are aiming to keep participants motivated and excited about attending our CERT events. Below, you will find the new training principles that will align with training categories. The first training principle is facilitator guided. During these facilitator guided trainings, facilitators will deliver content with an interactive component throughout the training. In addition to facilitator guided trainings, workshops will have two facilitators that will deliver a hands-on session where you can apply what you are learning in real time. There will be one facilitator and one assistant. The third training principle that will be offered and implemented into the categories is webinars. Facilitators will provide structured informational training ending with a Q&A segment. The fourth training principle that will be implemented into our training categories is collaborative learning. Facilitators will organize a learning environment that provides an opportunity for exchanging ideas and best practices. And our last training principle that will again be implemented in our training categories is panel discussions. Facilitators will moderate a discussion between experts and learners to discuss specific topics in depth. CERT aims to provide a holistic learning experience that empowers educators and professionals to excel in their fields and drive meaningful change. We encourage you to explore our new training offerings and look forward to seeing you at a future session. If you have any questions or comments, please contact me, Yasmin Merriweather, at y.merriweather@unf.edu.
Enhance your assessments with new quizzes in fall 2024. We're excited to announce the availability of new quizzes in Canvas, a powerful new assessment tool designed to enhance your teaching and your students' learning experiences at UNF. New quizzes offer a variety of benefits, including expanded question types. Instructors can create quizzes that go beyond traditional formats by utilizing new question types like stimulus, which gives students a piece of content with associated questions accompanying it. Hotspot, which presents students with an image and they're encouraged to select a particular area as their answer. Ordering, which requires students to place answers in a specific order. And categorization, which requires students to place answers in specific groups. All of these new question types help cater to diverse learning styles and assess critical thinking skills. Additionally, the familiar fill-in-the-blank question type gets an upgrade with new quizzes, offering more flexibility and control over answer options like word banks. New quizzes also gives faculty access to a new and improved question bank library. Instructors will experience a streamlined question bank format that simplifies organization and management of quiz content. All question banks are housed in one centralized cloud storage that is accessible across all courses, eliminating the need to import and export question banks each semester. And with new quizzes, question banks are now tied to your account in Canvas, making them more convenient for you to use. Finally, new quizzes also offers an overall improved functionality and facilitates the incorporation of student accommodations directly within the assignment, ensuring a more inclusive learning environment. Faculty can allow students to retake quizzes or to only see questions that they miss. providing a more tailored and effective learning experience. So, are you ready to explore new quizzes this coming semester? Next time, create a new quiz in Canvas, select New Quizzes. We will also encourage you to visit the New Quizzes Hub on the CERT Knowledge page. For any questions or additional support regarding new quizzes, please contact CERT directly. We look forward to helping you leverage new quizzes to create engaging and effective assessments for your students.
Hello. Hey, hi. My name is Niam, and I am the video production manager for the CERT department, and I am here to talk to you about the changes to the CERT multimedia request process. At the beginning of the fall 2024 semester, the CERT creative team is changing how we accept multimedia project requests, particularly for studio usage. We're transitioning from the Microsoft booking scheduler to an online form to enhance our processes, improve media quality, and shorten turnaround times. Previously, faculty used Microsoft bookings to reserve studio time and contact us directly for video projects filmed outside the studio. Beginning August 16th, we will update our website to direct faculty to the new form and disable the booking scheduler. Faculty will use the new form to request any multimedia project. You may be asking yourself, why the change, Niam? Well, I'll tell you. Microsoft bookings lack the necessary features for our booking system, leading to double bookings and overbookings and a lot of schedule issues. Additionally, managing different studio configurations on the same day was challenging. The new form allows us to schedule the studio more efficiently and plan configuration changes in advance. In addition to that, the previous system often resulted in bookings being made without sufficient project planning. The form-based system encourages more thoughtful consideration of project goals and desired outcomes before reserving studio time. So, you know, when you want the project, what the project entails, details that you may not have considered when you thought to yourself, I want a project. More importantly, here are the benefits of the new process. Our goal for the new form-based process is to improve the project quality and shorten turnaround times. By partnering with the faculty from the start, we can offer our media expertise right from the planning stage. As the saying goes in the media world, a minute of planning saves an hour of production and post-production. The new form will also simplify requests for on-location and mixed location projects. A mixed location will be some in the studio, some on location, or some motion graphics, some recorded in the studio. The new process allows us to schedule and coordinate all of these things simultaneously. In terms of implementation and support, two creative team members will monitor the form and respond to requests within 2 business days. Faculty with shorter projects that require no editing can email us directly without filling out the form. However, depending on your project, we may still ask many of the questions included in the form. The creative team's new form-based process, starting August 18th, will streamline multimedia project requests and scheduling, ensuring higher quality media and faster turnaround times. By focusing on pre-production planning, we seek to enhance collaboration and efficiency. This change will also help simplify requests for complex projects, as we will essentially make a plan of attack and everyone will know how we're building the puzzle pieces that we'll be putting together on the back end. If you have any questions or comments, please contact Dave at david.wilson@unf.edu. And me, also known as Niam, at niam.jones@unf.edu. Thank you.
Greetings. My name's Rob Rose, and I am a senior instructional designer in CERT. As we embrace the theme, out with the old, in with the new, for this edition of CERT News, it's the perfect time to explore the latest addition to your Canvas toolkit, the new Design Plus sidebar. This tool builds on your capabilities to design and enhance your online courses with a user-friendly interface that simplifies course creation and offer several new features to boost student engagement. Now, one of the most significant differences about the new sidebar is its new interface, which provides users with an easy way to find and integrate a variety of tools to enhance students' experience in your Canvas course. Instructors can choose from a variety of pre-built templates and styling options, enabling the creation of visually appealing and cohesive course materials without advanced technical skills. The Design Plus sidebar also includes integrated accessibility checks, helping instructors ensure their content is accessible to all students and compliant with accessibility standards. You can use this tool to check things like color contrast, alt text on images, and formatting on content headings. A few of the design tools and features that can be integrated into your Canvas course from the Design Plus sidebar include the following. Number one, accordions allow you to organize content in collapsible sections, helping to keep pages clean and reducing scrolling. Number two, tabs enable you to display content in a tabbed layout, making it easier for users to navigate through different sections without leaving the page. Number three, knowledge check questions provide quick, interactive questions that can be embedded within content to assess understanding and reinforce learning. Number four, dialogue boxes offer pop-up windows that can display additional information or instructions without navigating away from the current page. Number five, page navigation placeholders offer a sidebar with quick links to allow users to navigate easily between sections when there's a lot of content on a page. And number six, module overview cards present a visual summary of each module, giving students a clear and concise overview of the content and objectives. And these are just a few of the many tools that are available to you in the new Design Plus sidebar. And here are a few best practices for using the new Design Plus sidebar in Canvas. By following these guidelines, you can streamline your course design and make a more engaging learning experience for your students. Number one, use the pre-built templates and themes provided by the Design Plus sidebar to maintain a consistent look and feel throughout your course. This helps students navigate your course more easily and provides a clean, professional appearance. Number two, take advantage of the drag and drop interface to quickly organize and reorganize course content. This can save time and make it easier to adjust the layout of your pages as needed. Number three, regularly use the accessibility checker built into the Design Plus sidebar to verify that your course materials meet accessibility standards. Address any issues as they arise to maintain an inclusive learning environment. Number four, enhance your course content with visual elements like banners, icons, and styled text to make the material more engaging and easier to digest. And number five, customize and organize the sidebar to keep your favorite tools and components easily accessible. This can improve your workflow and reduce the time spent searching for tools. Now, you might start by adopting one of the course templates that CERT has developed to structure the content in your courses. Then use the Design Plus sidebar to edit and refine the content, to add interactive and visual elements, and make your content come to life. By following these best practices, you can maximize the benefits of the Design Plus sidebar, creating a more efficient, engaging, and accessible learning experience for your students. If you're interested in taking a deeper dive into the use of the Design Plus sidebar, consider attending an upcoming CERT workshop on the topic. In addition, City Labs offers a number of on-demand video tutorials on the new sidebar. You might also reach out to your designated instructional designer in CERT for more help using this tool.
Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Center for Instruction and Research Technology. Center for Instruction and Research Technology.